768, Thomas speaking.
It's 778. Sorry. 5768. I got your request talk coming out.
I'd like a little clarification on the biohazard thing. If we see a passenger who has clearly been sleeping out the fields, has dirt caked on them, and they've known that it's been that way for more than a week, and they've got a mysterious fluid on their body, do you call that a biohazard and refuse that person's service?
It is not necessarily a biohazard. It needs to be urine, vomit, blood, or feces to constitute a biohazard.
Well, he had a mysterious fluid on his body that kind of looked like urine.
I copy. Was it like in the center of his body, running down his leg kind of thing?
Yeah, and elsewhere.
I copy, yeah. If it's something like that and it's kind of obvious they've urinated themselves, then pass them up. Just be sure to call us so that we can get a description and warn other buses not to pick them up.
Yeah, okay. For what it was, he was a white male wearing only a pair of tan pants.
I copy, a white male, tan pants, and no shirt.
No shirt and, shaggy hair and beard.
Okay, copy. You got about his age and weight to him?
Yeah, he's in his 20s, I would say maybe 150 pounds, maybe 160, skinny. And, very, very dirty.
I copy. I'll put a message out for that. Thanks for letting us know. We'll clear 1701.